There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I encourage everyone to go to the Devil Radio website. A lot of you have nicely called in. We appreciate it. Asked how you can support Devil Radio. There's a link at the top of the menu bar, Support Devil Radio. If you click on it, gives you a lot of different ways you can support Devil Radio and your favorite show. And while you're at it, download the Devil Radio app from our website or from the Apple and Google stores. Carry Devil Radio with you 24/7. Listen to your favorite show whenever you want. I want to dig a little deeper on the COVID question, the political COVID question. I mentioned that Governor DeSantis of Florida, who's really bad news, is about to sign an executive order permitting parents to ignore any school mask mandates. That has no legal effect. It gives them some argument if they get in a dispute, but with the administrators. He's also set his sights on the administrators, saying he's going to cut their pay. He's going to not pay them if they put in a mask mandate. While the ICU beds in Florida build up, and a lot of them with pediatric cases with kids. And, you know, you might think, okay, the guy's nuts. Florida will reject him. Well, let me tell you a sad fact. He's running for governor for re-election again in 2022. His two major opponents are Charlie Crist, who's right now a representative, and then a woman named Nikki Fried, F-R-I-E-D, who has a statewide elected position, administrative sort of thing. In July, 1 month, Governor DeSantis raised more than $4 million for his campaign. That's 8 times more than Charlie Crist. That's 12 times more than Nikki Fried. So you can say all you want. I can say all I want. I can shout into the microphone till I'm blue in the face. Wear a mask, get vaccinated. But for whatever reason, DeSantis raised $4 million and the others raised a fraction of that. Not only that, DeSantis's money came from every state, all 50 states. Charlie Crist and Nikki Fried's money, most of it came simply from Florida. Whatever the resonance of this issue, it's difficult to understand how people could see pediatric ICU beds gobbled up, kids can't breathe, and yet somebody's willing to send $25 to DeSantis for signing an executive order that parents can ignore a masking rule and casting doubt on the vaccine. And that's just the plain facts. This show is about the facts, and that's what's going on. Not only that, then DeSantis' administration begged Biden, the federal government, Health and Human Services, to send 300 ventilators to Florida because they were running low. 300 ventilators. Suddenly, what? DeSantis believes in socialism for all of a sudden, or suddenly he thinks that maybe there is a virus that needs to be combated? Well, this is really sad when I tell you this. So HHS looked at his request. They're getting these requests from Texas, from all the red states that have interfered with fighting the COVID, begging for ventilators. And, you know, these are American citizens, human beings, and even if they weren't American citizens, they're human beings, they should get ventilators. So HHS sent down 200 ventilators and 100 smaller breathing devices that were adequate for what was being asked. In other words, mini ventilators. So they did get the 300 they asked for. DeSantis was asked at a press conference, this is the governor, said, you know, you are signing an executive order that parents can ignore masks. The pediatric COVID units are heating up, so you're shortly not going to have any pediatric or any ICU beds, that's intensive care beds. And you strongly oppose masks and you've cast doubt on vaccines, and yet you're asking for 300 ventilators from the federal government from Biden, whom you call names. And you know what DeSantis said? This is unbelievable that these guys can get away with it and still raise $4 million. He said, quote, I would honestly doubt that that's true, but I'll look. But I'll honestly doubt that we asked for 300 ventilators and that Biden sent them. That's just a fact. That's just a fact. But his soundbite, he controlled the microphone. He goes, I doubt that's true, but I'll check. He was lying, of course. What do you mean he doubts that's true? He's the one in Ashford, his administration. You think that his administration, I mean, he didn't put the phone call through himself, obviously. He has a secretary, he has other people. You think his administration does stuff and he doesn't know about it? And he thinks it's not true? Is he going to discipline them? Is he going to turn the 300 ventilators back? Is he going to grab them out of the nose of kids in all areas, rural and urban, who are gasping for breath and would die without them? Is he going to do that? No, he's not going to do that. But what he has succeeded in doing is trashing vaccines, trashing masks, begging for 300 ventilators from Joe Biden, calling Joe Biden names, including obscene names, where he just says the first letter and then grins. And then when he's asked, what about you're asking for 300 ventilators? He goes, I doubt that's true. That's the only soundbite that anybody will see out of him. And he raised $4 million. So, you know, there is something rotten in the state of Denmark. There really is, really, really is. And it is the Republican Party, frankly. And it is a party that is a purveyor of communicable disease. And that's just flat out what it is. And there is not a nice way of saying it other than that. Other than that. Speaking of purveyors of bad things, Ted Cruz, one of my least favorite senators from Texas, he blocked a late night effort by Chuck Schumer and the Democrats to take up a vote on the voting reform and the bills that would get rid of gerrymandering, get rid of local interference with elections, and standardize drop boxes, standardize absentee ballots in federal elections, presidential elections, congressional elections, which Congress has the power to do. He blocked even a vote on it. Now, let's unpack that a little bit. Was that going to pass if it had come to the floor? It would have gotten the Democratic votes, but there's a filibuster. Manchin would not overrule the filibuster, would not vote. People have got to understand this. The filibuster, the way it's constructed now, is that Moscow Mitch can just say, we filibuster, now you need 60 votes, you need 10 of us, and you ain't going to get them. In the 60s, during the civil rights era, the filibuster was just like the 19th century. You had to get up on your hind legs and give a speech until you dropped dead. And they'd read the Bible, they'd read War and Peace, you know, long novels. And then they'd say, I defer to the gentleman from Mississippi, and he'd get up and do the same thing. But after a while, that was on television. People realized these guys were frauds and what they were doing. It got very, very bothersome, and then they caved. Somehow they, reformed, end quote, the filibuster in the 70s. So you don't have to go through that exercise. You just go, okay, we filibuster, you need 60 votes. Then they yawn, go out to a nice restaurant, have a glass of wine, and go home and sleep. That should not be permitted. If you're going to filibuster, at least you should get up on your hind legs and do what they did in the 60s. But so here's what happens. The idea was that they bring it to a vote to get the Democratic votes. The other thing to understand is that even though there's a filibuster, it can be set aside by simple majority vote overall or for individual bills. So if Sinema and Manchin went along with it, they could have set aside the filibuster for voting rights and we get rid of gerrymandering right away and all this crooked stuff right away. But no, Manchin and Sinema won't do it. But why did it not even get to a vote? What Schumer was tactically trying to do, and I agree with him, was to put everybody on record. So these Republicans would have to go home. This is all these guys want to get out for their August recess. They want to go back out and campaign at picnics and this and that. A lot of them just want to take a vacation. Their family, I don't blame them. Great. But there's a thing called unanimous consent. That's a joke. Unanimous consent in the Senate, 100 of them. You think they're unanimous on anything? You think if you said, let's have a motion that the sun rises in the east, 100 of them would agree? They would not agree. Unanimous consent. So Schumer looks out over the thing. Do we have a unanimous consent that this can go to a vote right now? And Cruz raises his venomous little pinky and goes, I don't consent. He shuts it down. One guy. This is the concept of the Roman Senate in about 50 BC to 50 AD. In that time period, everybody's an aristocrat. Everybody gets carried in a velvet couch by four women feeding grapes into their mouth. They're in togas and they think they're pretty hot stuff. That is what this is all about. It's time that that kind of self-importance be driven out of the Senate. Okay, it's time it got driven out of the Senate. You can't have sort of, you know, unanimous consent. You could say something like, I don't think it's convenient to do it right now. And I have 30 people who think that as well. That ain't great. It's not majority, but at least it means that somebody other than this right-wing nut from Texas who sucks up to Trump after Trump said, your wife is ugly and your father was in on murdering JFK. And he goes, yes, sir. And he went to a phone bank to get people to vote for Trump. That's the kind of guy the guy is. So to have him require unanimous consent, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? So what he ended up doing was they are going to recess. They've done their job. They put through the infrastructure bill. But this is not going to come to a vote, and it'll never come to a vote because Cruz will block it. And then there is a procedure then with a lot of effort to overrule that. Some other guy will block it. Rand Paul. Did you ever take a look at Rand Paul? You think he cares about the United States? He does not care about the United States. This is the kind of gamesmanship that's going on in the U.S. Senate. We've got to get rid of the filibuster, at least for individual bills like voting rights and the infrastructure bill, although Biden managed to bring that home. They're pretty skillful, quite skillful. Going to a break. Line's still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. When the man comes around.